And so here we are, worldwide live through BBS Radio. This is the Monday, June 29th, 2015. I welcome you all to this gathering online. And tonight is a special night. We have our guest, Ed Spina, here with us. The show will be starting here in just a minute or two. And the host, Winfrey, also has checked in. So we will wait for more participants to join in. Every time you hear a ding, there's somebody else joining in on the conference. This is, as usual, a simulcast. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Gilbert, Central Florida.
Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right. And welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hello, it's Jim here all alone in Sedona with the monsoon just breaking over us, and Win and Terry are not here, and I miss them very much.
But so happy you're all alone, man.
Hello, everybody. I hope everybody is well, and blessings to you all.
Yeah, right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim, for being here. We had somebody else join in after you. Please say your name and location.
Tamar in Los Angeles.
Welcome to the call. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
All right. Here. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
It's Carla and Terry in Calgary, Alberta.
Hello, Carla and Terry. Welcome to the call.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
All right. More people joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Chris in Memphis.
Good evening, my brother Chris. How are you doing?
Hey, what's up, guys?
All right, man. Glad to hear your voice.
Sure.
All right. Welcome to the call to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi. It's Cleo from Connecticut. How are you?
Fantastic, Cleo. Thank you so much for being here.
Hi, Cleo.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
This is Terry from Dallas.
Hello, Terry. Welcome back. How are you doing?
Hello. I'm doing great.
All right.
Hey, my mom lives in Garland.
Oh.
Hi, Donna.
Hi there.
All right. The clock is 6:01. I welcome all those folks joining in online through BBS Radio. We cannot hear you, but great to have you. And welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
This is Roger in Austin.
Hello, Roger. Good evening to you, and welcome to the call.
Thank you. Good evening.
All right. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location. But only if you want to. We welcome you. Win 601. That is... get the ball officially rolling.
I fell back asleep.
I think so too, yeah. Good evening, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Nancy in Michigan.
Good evening to you, man, Nancy. Welcome to the call.
Thanks so much, guys.
All right. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Terry in Boulder City.
Who's this?
Terry in Boulder City.
Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right.
A lot of noise back there. Indiana Jones movie.
All right. I am going to turn the dings off.
Hi, this is Terry.
Hi, Morgan in California.
All right. I heard the next person join in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. Oh, yes.
Morgan in California.
Good evening to you, Morgan. Welcome to the call.
Thank you very much. Hope everybody's well.
All right.
Hi, Morgan.
Hi, Dom.
People are still joining in. Welcome. If you have a chance, please say your name and location.
Hello, Shirley from Ohio.
Good evening to you, Shirley. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right. Now, Marshall, you're not here, right?
Hello.
How you doing, brother?
Hey, I just getting in there. I got my earphones in. It's been a long time.
Believe it or not, I'm going to be in Chicago on Friday.
Yes. How are you doing?
Hi, Marshall.
Hey, Patty.
Marshall, hi. Are you going to be fixing somebody's light switch?
No. I'm going to be under control of my mother-in-law. She has my agenda in her hands.
I see.
Should we kiss you goodbye now?
Kind of. At least for the next half.
We'll put you in the line.
Yeah,
I bet you end up fixing a light switch while you're there.
Probably so. There's the light ice. That's terrible.
Hey, I love to do some work at my in-laws when I'm there. This is better than anything else. So, and I believe she has a few spill things lined up already. So.
Well, you know what, Hines? That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Really, it's what it's all about, about being family.
Is Ed Spina on the line?
I'm on the line, Wynn. I got on way before you.
Hello, Ed.
All right, I'm just...
Ed was the very first one to call in.
Hey, what's up, Ed?
All right.
What's up, Wynn?
Was
all
that...
Right. All right.
Well, thanks, Ed.
I think
it's Chris. Thank you, man.
All right, Chris.
I think we're about to start.
All right. I'm going to first get some clarity.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Fantastic.
This conference is being recorded.
All right, Wynn. So we don't have Terry Brown with us tonight, right?
Well, no, she's here.
Okay.
She said hello. Here's the problem. You know, we're traveling, and when we travel, everything can go wrong. I don't say it will, but Jerry's phone broke today.
Mm-hmm.
And so she said hello on my phone, and she's sitting in the background here in a motel room, and I'll put my phone on speaker when we get started. Let me see here. Jerry?
Yeah.
Let me see. I'll put it on speaker. Let's see if how it works. Hang on a second. Testing 1, 2.
You're get a little closer, Wynn. You're not so loud.
Hi, everybody. Hi, this is Terry.
Hello, Terry Brown. Much love and light to you on your phone.
Thank you. Good to hear you.
All right, great to have you. Too. The lines are muted, so Ed is live with us.
Hello, Terry.
Hi. Hi, everybody. Hi, Jim.
Jim is missing you like crazy, Terry.
He's there in the monsoon. We had a little bit of a monsoon over here in Denver. They had a tornado warning, which was pretty exciting. anyway, I'll give you back to Wynn.
Jim is making all that food for you and is feeding it to the birds.
Now am I loud enough?
Yes, you're good.
Yeah, check this out.
You want to record it?
Aren't we recording yet?
No. Oh, we are.
We are recording.
Oops. Yeah. Sorry.
This is June 29th, 2015. Wynn and Terry in Denver. And Hayes in Magalia on his way to Chicago. And Ed Spina... Are you in West L.A. somewhere, probably. Is that right, Ed?
In Los Angeles, yes.
In Los Angeles.
Ed, maybe speak up a little bit or your phone a little closer, please.
In Los Angeles.
You're talking to Ed, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. You know, I guess a couple of months ago, we had Ed on a call, and... And I have been, just quick background, I'll just tell you again. I know Ed for at least 3 years now, and we met in an expo in Los Angeles. And we started to have a connection, and mostly our initial connection had to do with pendants, and that Ed had an email list, and I had an email list, and I never wanted to tell anybody about the pendants on my list. I wanted to keep the pendants totally separate from the Elohim work. And we were just selling them in stores, but we're getting all these great results. And Ed was, Ed had a list, and I said, Ed, why don't you, wait a second here. Why don't you run the pendants on your list and tell people about it? Because we had testimonials, and he said, well, Wynn, if I do it, I want to be able to say my good friend Wynn is selling these pendants. And I said, no, I don't want my name attached to it. And so we spent 2 or 3 months just, you know, getting to know each other a little bit, but no pendant business on Ed's list. Finally, I said to myself, you know, we are getting so many good results on the pendants. Why? Maybe I should introduce it to our list. I mean, why should I hold back something that's really working? You know, I'm in a position where, like everyone else, we have to make money. But I don't want, if I recommend something to my list, I don't want to do it for money. I want to do it, let's put it this way, it's the duality. Of course I want to make money, and I need money just like the rest of you, but I don't want to damage the credibility of our Elohim work and exploit the list. So finally, I ran it on my list and said, you know, why should I deny it? In fact, if you some of you remember, I put a little thing that said, if you never want me to sell anything, you can sign up for nothing for sale. And if I sell anything, I'll never send it to you. So it went very well, and people responded, and people had great results. And and of course, any of you that didn't get a pendant that want to try it can still get one with a discounted cost. And you can read all the testimonials we've gotten at wellnesspendant.net and just use the discount code INFINITY, wellnesspendant.net. And so then Ed ran it, and then Ed had done a lot more sophisticated stuff with his mailing list than I had done. And he was doing something called affiliate marketing. So when he had people that would run his stuff on their lists, and they would make a percentage, and it's all calculated automatically on the, you know, with sophisticated internet programs. And so, you know, I suggested to Ed, why don't you introduce the pendant to some of the people you've run on, and you could be an affiliate manager. And he did it, and we did a lot of business from the people that Ed knew. And I knew he was an energy healer. I knew he had written a book, but I didn't want to evaluate his energy healing. I didn't want to do it because I'm very careful about that kind of stuff, introducing it to our list. And so I guess a few months ago, there's a guy named Fred Brooks in Alaska who was being really negatively attacked. And he called, he emailed us, and then Terry and I did some work trying to alleviate his attacks. And then it came up that Ed had been working with him also. You know, and I didn't know that he knew Ed, and really, I don't know if Ed knew that he knew me. And Fred was raving about Ed's work. So I recommended a few people on our list that I knew were going through problems to Ed. And he said he would work with them. And I wanted to see the response he got. Because it's been my experience that most things don't work, or they work for a couple of people, but they don't work for most of the people. And then even when something works, it usually doesn't stick. It's kind of like you go back to your old pattern. Now, that is always true to some extent. You know, when you're dealing with energies, it's like all of us have our patterns or our programming or our past life track or whatever you want to call it. All of us do. And it's like those patterns that have been ingrained in your being are not easy to shift. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of repetitive work. And they start going away slowly but surely. In fact, one of the biggest steps is actually seeing your patterns, because most of us don't even see our patterns. We are inside our pattern, and we think our pattern is us. And it's like the first thing is to realize it's a pattern. And by a pattern, it can be a belief pattern. It could be an unconscious trauma. It could be an attachment of another being that's been tracking you or on your track even for a number of lifetimes. And it could even be some kind of implant. I've learned that implants can be in your astral as well as in your physical body. And it could also be things that you catch from watching television, because television programs us. And so we have all these things that are impacting our pure energy, our pure innocence, our own connection to spirit. And everyone has that potential. Everyone, no matter how bad it's going for you, you have the potential to get over it. But it's not easy, as most of you know. It's like you wake up in the morning, you look in the mirror, and there you are, and there are your patterns, and there's your depression, and there's your anger, and there's whatever, right? And each of us has our own path to overcome those things. And as Ed was working with some of the people I recommended, in almost every case, people had some kind of profound shift. And I monitored it, and I noticed the shift. And these are people that I know. They're on our calls. We talk to you. I feel your patterns. You even feel my patterns. You feel Terry's patterns. You know, we work around our patterns. And I wanted, you know, he's been doing it enough. He's worked with enough people. And I got so many emails from people who had benefited tremendously and thanked me for recommending it. And let me see if I have this together here. I put together, here we go, a couple of things here, a couple of the things that, here, let me see, a second. I thought I put them together. Hang on, just a second. Where are we? I'll find it. So, okay, here's one of them. And this is from a lady in Canada. And this lady is a very evolved angelic lady. She's done astrology. She's worked with a lot of people in Hollywood. She, I don't want to say her name, because she would prefer that I didn't. But she actually was on a radio show years ago and predicted an earthquake and kind of became famous instantly for making a very accurate prediction on an earthquake. And she has been really negatively attacked. She's kind of lives in isolated. She tries to get a lot of protection, but she's not very... Someday maybe she'll be on our call. Sometimes she listens. And I recommended that she work with Ed. And what do we have here? This is the email she sent me. And these are all unsolicited. Much improvement from speaking with Ed, and also your good thoughts. And, of course, I was trying on my own. But the extra good thoughts and applications of universal principles from the two of you, and especially after Ed, there has been a great improvement. And I'm following through to do the things Ed suggests, as well as yourself. So it's getting better every day. And as I said to Ed, I don't want to close out the good dimensional things. I just don't want the attacks. So I have had some great sleep, and I'm able to get back to trying to complete some things that I had not been able to do previously. And I want to give you another one here. Hang on. Our internet connection is really slow here. And I put these things on the internet. Okay. Here we go. Hang on. Now, I'm going to leave the people anonymous because I didn't ask their permission to read this stuff, okay? Dear Wynn and Terry, I can never thank you enough for introducing Ed Spina to all of us. I had just had my personal energy clearing, and wow, mere words can absolutely convey the feeling of what he does. Simply life-changing, powerful, healing, and clear. I feel like new. As he was focused on me, I didn't think anything much would happen, of course. Why me? Then I started to feel a warm tingling in my feet and my hands and a strong burning tingling sensation. Not a bad feeling, just a feeling through my chest and up into my throat. And I had to keep swallowing. I felt tingling in the top of my head. I felt as though the burning in my chest and throat was pulling or falling out through my tingling feet like a powerful magnetic force was pulling out the bottom of my feet. Almost simultaneously, I felt the top of my head starting to tingle more and more, and suddenly it felt as though a heavy brick or a lead weight or a magnet had been lifted off the top of my head. What a great feeling. Wow, I felt so free. And then my whole body suddenly felt so light, as though I might lift off and hit the ceiling. Ed truly has a powerful gift, whatever it is. He truly uses it for good. And I love that so much. Please continue to recommend him. And, you know, there's some of you on the call right now who have had some sessions with Ed. And I'll open the lines up, not yet, but so you can share some of your experiences. So I thought what we're going to do here is I'm going to talk to Ed a little bit about what he experiences when he does these sessions with people, and whatever else we talk about, okay? I'm so glad that we opened our group up to receiving this assistance, because I know many of you are getting a certain amount of release and whatever coming into our calls, and still some of you have patterns that are really, really repetitive. So, Ed, let me just make sure I hear you. Speak up. Can I hear you?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I hear you. Yeah. Now, I know, you know, I mean, I'm observing from my levels what's happening, and I know that everyone has an energy field and that people have stuck energy fields and people have the potential to expand their energy fields. And some people, and a lot of people on our calls experience an expanded energy field, and then they go back sometimes, not all the time, but some people permanently stay expanded and they're cool. But many times they go back to their patterns and they are still stuck in their pattern. What do you experience that happens? Can you put it into words when you work with somebody?
Well, depending on what the person has, if they have an attachment, you know, entity, and I get rid of it, then already the particular pattern is going to be broken. If they have past junk, like mental trash or head trash, whatever you want to call it, and more recently I've been able to pull that out very easily. And so that's what the one woman wrote about when it felt like a lead brick coming out of the top of her head. I've been opening up like the crown of people's heads and pulling out the head trash. And that stuff hasn't come back. Anyone that I've done that with, it hasn't reoccurred. And I think that represents some of the programming and beliefs that people have been born with or that have incorporated into their belief systems over time. Some of it introduced by, you know, government forces and things like that to keep the population docile. But when those things are taken out, then the people are free. They're free to connect with their own innermost self, their own higher self, and patterns are more easily broken. So that's what I'm experiencing.
Tell me, when you're working with somebody, you have to be obviously leaving your body and moving into their energetic space. Do you leave your body, or do you expand your own energy field to include them?
I just visualize them right in front of me. And everyone can do this today without any more training. Anytime you want to send energy, loving energy to anyone, whether it's your grandmother who lives halfway around the world, your husband who's, you know, on safari in Africa, whatever, wherever they are, just visualize them right in front of you and make a snowball. But instead of making a snowball of snow, making out of love. And you pack the love into the person right in front of you. And that will send love to them instantly. It's easier than trying to radiate love out from your heart, which, you know, the heart isn't something that grows love. It's hard to visualize something like that. But putting the person right in front of you, a little 6-inch version of them, filling them with love by making a snowball, that will fill them with love. And if you want one extra wrinkle on that, you can use your hand as if it's a net and run your hand right through the person with the intention that you're going to pull out anything negative from them, any negative energies. And just doing that, you'll make the person better. And everyone can do that right now without any more training.
So right now, everyone listening, if they think of someone and they imagine that person in front of them and they can send energy to them and that actually works, right?
It works. I mean, people that have had near-death experiences or their operations where they leave their body, and meanwhile, if enough people know, maybe their family members or close friends know, and they're praying for them, they'll tell you, no, we can feel the energy. We can feel it. And this is just a way to enhance it, and it's more mechanical, so you don't have to, there's no religious dogma associated with it. You just fill them with love. It's very effective.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you do this, you have developed a lot of sensitivity to translating the feelings from the person you're focused on into actual understanding of their blockages. In other words, you can, if a person has an entity, in many cases it seems like you can feel the entity, right?
Yes, always.
And how about if they have an implant, like an astral implant? Can you feel that?
Well, the implants, when I open up the crown and pull the stuff out, the implants appear to me as if they're little black boxes on a string, and I pull them out.
Mm-hmm.
And from my own, experience, I notice that people that have been in a spiritual community for a very long time, some of those black boxes are like worn away. They've fought against the programming of the, the world at large to connect
mm-hmm.
with their own self, and so they're not necessarily there. But initially, when I pull these black boxes out, the dissonance that these programmings cause in people create this kind of like sludge that surrounds them. It's almost like I'm pulling out seaweed, but it's covered with an oil slick, and I pull that out of people, and then at the end, there's not as much sludge, but there's just boxes. And with spiritually evolved people, the boxes are
mm-hmm.
have kind of almost disintegrated, and it's just like a string. But either way, when you pull it out, those particular boxes don't come back, or I haven't seen them come back yet. Whereas entities, I can pull them off occasionally, an entity will come back again.
How about, there's something that's called cording, where somebody cords another person. In other words, they put an energy string on a person. It's kind of like a curse sometimes, maybe not always, but nonetheless, an energy string, or even people that are in your family or your parents or whatever.
Spouse.
They create energy strings that keep themselves contracted into the frame of that string. Do you have experience with that?
Yeah, that can feel like an entity. It's some kind of attachment. It doesn't necessarily have to be from some higher dimension. It can be someone on Earth that's holding on.
Yeah.
And now I do have, you asked about it, there's another special technique that I call Take Back Your Power, where people that have had, say, an ex-spouse, and they may have gotten divorced, they may not be on the best of terms, but the other person is still holding on to their energy. Now, just clearing out is going to help immediately, but there's another more in-depth process where you take back your power. You bring the other person in energetically into a circle.
Mm-hmm.
You ask them, the person, say, I was helping you with your ex-spouse, if you had one, but you would
mm-hmm.
call you in, you say, Wynn, please forgive her for anything that you may have done to her in this lifetime, any other lifetime, this dimension, any other dimension, past, present, future. You forgive her and send her all the energy you've taken from her. And so you'll feel an energetic stream of energy flowing from you to the person. And initially the person may be a little surprised, but usually they accept it because they're getting something.
Mm-hmm.
And after that's done, then I say, okay, whoever it is that came into the circle, Wynn would like you to also to reciprocate. So he's asking you to forgive him, and same thing, and return to him any of the energy that you may have taken from him. And for most of the time, 90% of the time or more, the person's not willing to do that. They're holding on because they think they're getting some benefit from holding on to someone else's energy. But then
mm-hmm.
I use the simple technique of bribery. I said, if you give Wynn back his energy, I will give you a blessing beyond what you ever have experienced. So, and because it's telepathic, they believe it, and that's what they're going to get anyway. They know it's true,
mm-hmm.
and so then they'll release and give the energy back, sometimes a little grudgingly, so I have to coerce them. But then when they give the energy back, I give them the blessing and send them on their way. And by
mm-hmm.
doing this, the person just feels so much more empowered. Both parties benefit from it, and they're no longer, coordinated would be the term you're using, together, and they're both free. And I know the very first time I learned this technique, which was a long time ago, over 10 years ago, I did it in a two-hour session. I did it with six different people, and five of the six people contacted me within a week. Some of them showed up in dreams. Some of them, my well, I won't say who it was, but someone called me up on the phone that I hadn't talked to in years, a girlfriend that I had broken up with, showed up in a restaurant that I wasn't even planning to go to, but because the one next door was overbooked, I decided to move, or my party moved next door to another restaurant that was less crowded, and there she was right there. You know, and she kind of apologized for not handling things as well as I could, but I would never have called her. She wasn't going to call me. But this process of releasing the energy that she had for me and me for her allowed us to interact in a, on a level playing field without the past, you know, karma, whatever you want to call it, the past ties. And so it was a fresh and clear thing. And, you know, that was it. She hugged me, apologized, and then she was off, and everyone was free. So that's another service that I offer. It takes a little bit longer than just a plain clearing, but it's very effective.
Now, you actually worked with two different teachers that helped refine this ability in you. Is that true?
Yes.
How, you know, just very briefly, how did they work with you to refine it? Did they just do the exercises and say, we're sending energy now, and you could track and flow on their energy and feel it and get the experience of it?
Well, my first mentor took me under my wing because I wanted to understand the secrets of the universe, and I was so burning with desire to understand this that she saw it, and she came in and helped me out. So she would have me call her constantly. Every day I would be on the phone with her. But the most important thing that she did with me is she would work with me etherically, even at a distance, and fix, you know, problems with my different energy centers. Occasionally I would feel as if there was a plant growing in the center of my forehead and she was pulling it out. It felt like someone was pulling a plant out of it. And she explained later that she was trying to make that my third eye more sensitive. Other times it would feel like I had a clamp on one side of my head. And another day it might be a clamp on the other side of my head, or the back of my head. And she'd be explaining she's working with them to make my crown open up more. Other times she'd say, you know, don't do anything after work today. After you get home from the office, I need to work on you. And then I'd get home 6 o'clock, and then the next thing I know, I'd be asleep because of the energy that she was working on. And so she mostly opened me up and made it possible to see the world much more in a, as it really is, as opposed to what you would see on TV. And by the end of my short time with her, it was only about 3 months, most of my contact was with her was telepathic, which was something I, you know, thought was science fiction. But we would have conversations as clear as what we're having right now. And she'd say, any more questions? Nope. She said, are you going to call me? I said, no need to call you. You answered all my questions. And as soon as she got me to that level, she disappeared. No forwarding phone, address, home address, office, nothing. She just disappeared. And the worst was I couldn't even contact her in my meditation. And that was one of the lessons that she was instructing me is, look, you should only rely on yourself. You know, a teacher can get you a certain point, but it's up to you. You know, the real guru is your own higher self. And that was a harsh but you know, very important lesson to learn. But one thing she did say before I left, before she left, was that there'd be other teachers in the future that would help me. And so I saw that was sort of a little foreboding, and then sure enough she left. So I continued studying energy healing and energy clearing with different teachers, learning different techniques, some of them I use today. But it wasn't until years later I met my second energy mentor, and he had a near-death experience, and when he came back, he had way more energy than anyone that I've come across, you know, here on Earth. And the first thing I said to him is, you know, how do you clear yourself out? And he says, I just do this, and he waved his hand in a circle, and I could feel the energy come rushing through this portal. And I said, well, I want that. He said, well, in time you can have it, but first we have to get your energy up high enough. And so it took a year of seeing him once a week until my energy was high enough that I could wave my hand and open up the portal and the energy would come through. And I ended up staying with him pretty much almost weekly for 2.5 years before I moved away. So he made it possible to do what I'm doing now is thanks to him. Thanks to both of them. The first one set the foundation. The other one gave me the power. It's like learning how to drive a race car. And then suddenly someone says, oh, you're doing pretty good as a race car driver, but how would you like a much bigger engine? And so suddenly I had a much bigger engine. So that's his contribution to what well, I
you know.
And that's what I pass on to everyone.
You had to come into this life being fairly advanced soul to pick that kind of stuff up, right? And it's not something that everyone can do to the extent you do it, but everyone, I think, can do it to a certain extent, depending on their own, you know, how would you say it, inherent...
Their own energy.
...ability. Yeah.
All right, well, that's why I'm saying right now, the simple technique of packing a snowball with energy... Everyone can do that right now with no more training, but some people are going to be more effective than others. Everyone will be effective at it automatically, but some people will be more effective because they have more energy to share, and they're able to tap into higher levels of energy. So,
do you have to process energies that you pick up when you work with people, or do they let go immediately?
It varies with the person. There's kind of a scale. From extreme intellectuals to extreme artist creative types or healers. Now, the intellectuals will hold on to thoughts and beliefs and feelings like it's a death grip. And whereas creative people will say, okay, let go of any of these things bugging you, and they just, okay, and they just let it go.
Mm-hmm.
But the intellectuals hold on with, it's much harder to pull it off of them. But then what happens is that over... Now with the new technique where I open up the crown, even then, even intellectuals are easy to do now. Because it's almost like there's no resistance anymore. It just makes it so much easier to pull stuff out of them. Yeah, what a person was, how they thought, just from how easy the energy came off them. And I remember talking to someone and I said, oh, you're an intellectual, you're like very scientifically. He goes, no, I'm an artist. I said, well, you know, that doesn't match because, you know, the energy is your the way it comes off. You're like someone who's very logical and holding on. He said, well, what kind of artist? And then he explains, well, I do sacred geometry. I said, well, you know, that's very technological, you know, very precise precision. It's not free form art. It's not ad lib. It's very precision. Then he realized, oh, I guess I understand what you mean now. Yeah, I see.
You know what? I'm not going to open the lines, but I know there's a few people on the call that I didn't read their testimonials, and they had some experiences with you. Now, they may not want to come forth and say anything, but I thought if they did, I won't say their name. They can choose to. You're star six. Anyone want to share an experience you had with Ed?
Is everyone muted? Can they even speak?
It's Chris.
Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Ed.
Hello, Chris.
Hey, do you remember me?
Yep, I sure do.
You mind? Can you maybe even me can show them a little bit what you did for me, or do you want me to do it first, or?
Well, I don't want to share anything that you might not want to have.
Oh, actually, some of it I can't even remember what we talked about because it's been a while ago. But he told me he cleared a lot of demonic things around, and then when you had the other guy clear the house, he said that I had an ex girlfriend that was doing black magic stuff or voodoo or something towards me. And I thought it was one girl, and it turns out it was another one. Or I don't know which one it was, or if it was both, or what. Go ahead, Ed.
Well, I just say, in general, people that have substance abuse or alcoholics are the most common. And I'm not pointing to Chris, but an alcoholic will have demons. When they say they drink and they see demons or feel demons, they really do. And some of these alky bars, or it's a bad name for them, but these seedy bars where people go just to get as cheap alcohol as possible, and they drink with other like-minded souls, the energy around those places is just very, very low, and it's filled with demons. And you're weakening your immune system and everything else by getting drunk. And so, of course, these demons find people to hang out in. They like the lower astral realms and the human experience, so they they find likely people that they can embody and affect them and help even convince them, hey, go have another drink. I like this feeling. So, you know, once you pull those demons out of someone, they're more likely to be able to change the pattern, like Lynn was talking about earlier, because they don't have these demons suggesting that they go drink some more. And that goes with not just substance abuse, but any ailment you have. If you can fix that, these negative beings will go look for your weakest point. And so, in a sense, they're doing you a service because they're identifying your weakest point that you need to strengthen to become a more evolved soul. But so that's the one of the good things that the dark and the negative are doing. But you know, sometimes you just get overwhelmed with demons, and so it helps to have someone else pull them off you. So you
yeah.
start with a blank slate.
And I cut the bad stuff out too.
Mm-hmm.
So
I mean, you know, Chris has been coming to our calls for quite some time, and I know what a tough time he was having. And I'm so glad. It feels, Chris, does it feel like you've had a permanent shift?
Oh, definitely. I can't even tell you what happened today. I can't even express the word. The things that happened just today is the energy today. I mean, it's like every day is getting more and more towards where we're going.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Well, thank you so much, Chris, for coming forward. Anyone else have something we'd like to share? Do star six.
Hi, Dharmananda.
Dharmananda, go ahead.
Yeah, I had a session several weeks ago with Ed, and my energy level was already really high because I had someone else working with me who was doing a lot of clearing for me, you know, and she's a healer. And she's working with the body code and motion code and the vibrational frequency chart from Dr. What's his name? I don't remember the guy's name. Anyway, he said my energy level was really high already, and I just had a few more blocks to clear. And after the session, I felt really, really light, and I felt a lot of energy going through me, especially out of the top of my head and my third eye. And then I went and worked with someone and gave them a energy healing, and they said they felt a lot more energy than previous times I'd worked with them. So it's really amazing, you know, that he can do that so fast. I really liked it. It really helped. Thank you, Ed.
All right.
One thing that Dharmananda brought up, especially his third eye and his crown, felt lighter. The third eye and your crown account for about 75% of your psychic ability. So if your pineal gland is decalcified and then opened up, that brings in the higher forces into your being. And if the third eye is working, is clear, then you can see visions and interpret them more readily. The two work together, so when they're both clear, it helps everything. Your intuition skyrockets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd like to experience unconditional love all the time, too. I haven't yet, but I'm working on it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Dharmananda, thank you so much for sharing.
You're welcome.
One more, and then we're going to have Ed do a group clearing.
I'd like to share.
Marilyn? Yeah, go ahead.
Can I share?
Sure.
How are you, Ed?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. He is remarkable. This man is awesome. I have no depression at all anymore. After working with Ed, my depression and my wanting to die is gone. And that's miraculous. Wynn should know that. I've been talking to Wynn for so many years now. And he makes you feel light and clean. And I think that word clean, it's like from the inside out, every organ was like scrubbed clean. And it just, he makes me smile, he makes me laugh. It's awesome.
No, thank you so much.
Yeah, one thing that Marilyn brings up is, well, depression often is caused by the pineal gland being shut down because you feel like you're an isolated individual. You don't have any connection to the higher worlds or God or anything. So once the pineal gland is open up, the depression goes away.
Yes, because I feel them with me now all the time.
Perfect.
Constantly. I mean, they're here. I'm not the only one in the room.
How do we get a hold of Ed?
You know, call Terry up and Terry will pass it on to you, okay? You know, Ed, you can tell you right now. Mention it right now, okay?
Yeah, just go to energycenterclearing.com. And, you know, that describes the Energy Center Clearing process.
Morgan has trouble with the Internet, okay?
Oh.
And you don't have to give your phone number, although I did send it on...
Fine, you already gave it out to everyone, although in this last email I noticed you mistyped it. So... On the email that went out, instead of the correct area code is 954-415-3490.
I'm sorry, I missed that. I was reaching for the paper.
Okay, 954-415-3490. And if you have a cell phone, you'll try.
Got it. Yes, I do, darling. Thank you.
So that I.
Ed, can I ask a question?
Sure.
Wynn was talking about cording before, and when you were talking about giving people energy and love and white light, and you spoke of seeing them in front of you, standing in front of you.
Right.
I've had cording. I've done the cording to people, and I didn't know that I was doing it. And I've had cording done to me, and I didn't know that they were doing it to me. So... from what I'm hearing you say, if I'm looking at somebody's between the breastbone, the thymus area, that chakra, the power center.
Marilyn.
Yeah.
Listen, I wanted Ed to do a session like for everybody, and we got about 4 minutes left.
Okay.
Do you mind? Putting that
question
off. No, it's fine.
Contact me separately.
Okay. I will.
Okay. So I also want to mention that before I recommended Ed, I asked our sources, and I said it was clear. And they gave him a very enthusiastic yes. So, Ed, we have 3 or 4 minutes. Give people an experience of how it feels to get an energy clearing from you.
Okay. I don't know if I can give everyone energy, but it may not be as specific as when I work on an individual one at a time. But just sit back and relax. Breathe at your own normal rhythm. And as you breathe in, visualize that you're bringing in love from the universe directly into your heart, into your blood, into your lungs, being carried from your lungs into your blood, and it's being carried to every organ in your body. As you expire your breath, just imagine you're blowing out any negativity, any discordant energy that's not in accord with your innermost self. And I'm just going to try to make sure everyone on the call has extra energy to actually feel palpable energy, because this energy is everywhere. You just have to tap into it. And I'll see if I can raise the whole group as I would do an individual. I'm going to see, as I raise someone, usually at each level, discordant energies will eventually, they can't take the higher energy, the higher octaves of love, they pop and they leave. As they go higher still, some of the negative energies that are able to withstand higher amounts of love, they'll pop and leave. go higher and higher and higher, and when I work with an individual, I have time to make sure every one of them is popped and gone. And I can already feel just people on the call, their hearts opening up, radiating love. So this is a group energy. It's radiating love and filling like a whole bubble of love. A better word for it. Let's see if I can try to open up for everyone's crown a little bit. Visualize yourself doing is projecting your energy right out through the top of your head, right out through your crown, up to your higher self, and ultimately God, ultimately to the Creator. Tap into that energy, that pattern, that power. Everyone's released a lot of stuff. Do you want to interrupt, Wynn, or ask people for any feedback before we run out of time? Bask in the energy, that's fine too.